On Mula Monday, we're speaking to a different Simon, Simon Ward. He's the CEO of FloatPay. So I found this ad online and I found it very interesting. Asked the team to look into this. I'll let Simon explain it to you. But in the main, the reason that we're bringing this around to your attention is that much of our conversation lately has been about affordability, cash flow, surviving through the month, that last week of the month where there's more month than money, you know? and the unfortunate decisions that you make in order to survive. FloatPay seems to be offering a different way to do things. It's an on-demand wage access platform. Simon Ward is the CEO and founder of FloatPay. Good morning, Simon. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning, Rafilia. I'm very well, thank you. How about you?
I'm excellent. Take us through what made you found this. You founded it in July 2020, a very interesting time. We're in the heart of... Well, at the beginning of lockdown, and maybe we didn't even have visibility to how long this would last. What made you start this business?
The business for me is really about bringing financial inclusion and well-being to every African worker. And so big, broad vision of what we're trying to do, but really we're trying to help people out with how to manage their money and get through, like you said, those difficult times, that battle week at the end of the pay cycle, in order to live happier, you know, financially wealthier lives.
Help us understand exactly what that means in technical terms, in terms of your business.
Yeah, absolutely. So on-demand pay is effectively a way to offer employees access to a percentage of their earned income during the payroll cycle. And so where this becomes important is if we are not in a position where we are financially included, i.e. you can, you know, an emergency happens, you can use a credit card in order to solve the problem. We're giving you access to money that you've already earned but not been paid in order to solve those emergency spends. Because the reality is for most Africans, when we do run out of money during the payroll cycle and we end up in that position of difficulty, we're either going to our employer to ask for help, which a lot of employers now don't offer that kind of help, or we're reaching out to payday lenders, whether they be informal or whether they be formal. They're expensive ways to get credit to survive the month. And so effectively, by allowing people access to a percentage of their earned income, you're giving them a way to solve their emergency spend during, like you said, that difficult week, during that battle week.
Mm. Now, with respect, this is not an NPO. It's a corporation. So how do you earn money? I mean, do I pay fees? Do I pay interest?
Yes. So you do pay a convenience fee every time you withdraw money with FloatPay. So let's say, for example, I need 600 Rand. It's in that battle week. I've earned that 600 Rand. I haven't been paid that. We will charge you a fee of 26 Rand. To set some context around why that's important, this isn't credit. So it's not a salary advance of money you haven't earned. We're not going to charge you interest. 600 Rand with a formal payday lender is going to cost you around 194 Rand. If you go to informal lender, it's 300 Rand. So there's a significant cost saving on the transaction itself, and that's where we make our money. But of course, there's no interest-bearing credit back to the employee, which is super important.
And how do you assure that that money that I've already earned does make its way back to you once you've forwarded it to me?
Yeah, great question. So we're partnering with the employer in this scenario. So we partner up. We understand the payroll cycles. We understand what we earn. We understand how many days in the payroll cycle you've actually worked. And from that, we can then calculate out a value, which is a responsible amount of money that you can then take out of your paycheck early during that payroll cycle. So it's a combination of partnering with the employer, understanding the data, and then making sure that when the payroll cycle ends, that we repaid back on your salary, just like a deduction maybe for the medical aid would be.
Okay, that's pretty awesome. Actually, I like that you partner with the employer, only because also it manages sort of reckless decision-making that sometimes might happen, that maybe, as you mentioned, there's like 600 Rand that I need, but now that you're here and it's only going to cost me 26 bucks per transaction, let me take 1,200 and maybe I'm eating into salary. You know what I mean? It hope manages runaway withdrawals.
Absolutely. And this is where this partnership is.
Simon?